Nearly 3 dozen members of the Mexican Navy arrived in Woods Hole this week to begin training to sail the nearly 280-foot ship to Mexico next month. Hui has maintained and operated Noor for more than 45 years, sailing it over 1 million miles on scientific missions. Noor is just one of several hundred Navy-owned ships, and Hui Vice President for Marine Operations Rob Munier says it's not unusual for older ships to be given to countries that are on good terms with the United States.
The ship is in very good condition. It has still got many years left in it. It depends on how well maintained it is. We obviously took pride in maintaining it very well here, and it had a long and a very illustrious history. But there's no reason to think that if it goes to Mexico and they take good care of the vessel the same way we did, that it wouldn't have, you know, many more years of life.
The ship is considered foreign aid, which means the Mexican government gets the ship for free, paying only for gear and for training a crew, which costs about $3 million.
And so our obligation is to provide training and to assist in the sort of outfitting and mobilization so that it's ready to embark on going to Mexico.
Noor was built in 1968 and is outfitted with sonar, water samplers, and other items needed to study the ocean. Munier says the Mexican Navy was interested in using Noor because of its mapping capabilities.
I think its primary function will be surveying, and so it will be primarily, I think, focusing on the Mexican exclusive economic zone, so surveying what essentially are Mexican waters.
In the meantime, Hui is preparing for the arrival of the country's newest Navy-owned research ship, Neil Armstrong. Munier says the nearly 240-foot ship is state-of-the-art.
Right now, we're in the process of doing sea trials, and then we'll begin a process called science verification, which is to exercise the various systems in a sort of simulated science environment.
Armstrong is set to arrive in April, about a month after Noor departs for its new home port in Manzanillo, Mexico.
I expect when the ship finally sails away, we'll have a send-off where we invite the community to come and wave goodbye and maybe fire off a cannon or two to celebrate the great story of the Noor.
Noor won't just leave behind fond memories for some at Hui, it will also leave behind its name of 46 years. The Mexican Navy will instead christen it the Rio Tecolutla in honor of a river.